Today is the day we've all been waiting for. All of the pieces are now in place to take this project to the next level. You cannot afford to miss this one.
After a decade of building, big money is set to pile into this project, and we're going to put you onto it before anybody else does.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leverage trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today is the day. This is the time to look at a project which has been building for over 10 years, and we are seeing that big money and smart investors are about to pile into it.
The infrastructure is locked in. The partnerships are being signed. And we're finally moving forward from the development phase into the execution phase. And that is when the big money starts to pile in. And there's a reason for that. Legitimate projects in legitimate spaces with real teams, things take time. And these aren't just some of those vaporware projects that pop up out of nowhere, you know, have been on X for 6 weeks and, you know, they're getting shilled by anonymous crypto shillers. This is a project that has been development for 10 years and has formed real partnerships and is attracting real talent. And now, today is the day, I think, that we're going to see the flip switch, because we're going to see staking come online. We're going to see commercial adoption. We're going to see real revenue generation. And this is the time to be paying attention.
Yeah. And before we get into this project, what it is, what they're doing, all the news, I just want to give a broad stroke about like how crypto projects go. And when you look at charts, you can see it. When crypto projects launch, you're going to see an initial hype phase, right? That's when tokens launch at, again, this is just an example. This isn't financial advice. I'm just giving examples. Let's say a project launches at $1. You have the initial hype phase where it goes from $1 to 100 based on hopes and dreams, right? It's the initial rush. Then the hype phase dies off. People take their profits. The chart goes back down, maybe all the way, maybe halfway. And then it goes into consolidation for a very long time as the project actually starts to build, starts to, you know, make good on their promises, sign these partnerships, blah, blah, blah. This is where most people, they sell their bags and they walk away. But then the execution phase, which is the most important part of any crypto project, this is what can take it 10 to 100 times past its initial hype phase, right? So if it went from 1 to 100 back down to 20, and it was at 20 for a year, and everyone forgot about it, well, this is where it can go from 20 to $1,000 in price, right? This is where you want to be paying attention, and this is where I think this project is. It's in that phase where people are like, oh, it's lagging behind. But real projects, real businesses take time. And again, before we get into it, this was just an example. This is not financial advice. Anything can happen in crypto. But I personally think that this project is reaching the end of its accumulation phase and could be set to turn heads.
Just look at like the XRP chart, for example. It went from like 8 cents, skyrocketed to like $3.50 before... Absolutely, man. It looked like a rug pull. Mm-hmm. And it went down to like 20 cents or something for years.
Yep.
Like for years and years and years. So imagine like small caps and what they have to go through. You know, there's time, there's effort, there's, you know, things are being built and it takes patience. And I think this project is finally starting to put everything together, and we should start to see big money start to pile back in.
Yeah, and we're talking about a project that is set to become the cornerstone of a multi-trillion dollar industry. If you look at what NVIDIA has been saying for the past year, the CEO himself, Jensen Huang, has been hammering home the point that they think that AI healthcare is going to be a multi-trillion dollar industry, and NVIDIA themselves sets, they want to pioneer it. They want to become the leading company in all of AI healthcare. Well, it just so happens that this project has been working with NVIDIA for over a year, and they are sourcing custom-made GPUs specifically specifically for AI healthcare from NVIDIA that now with their partnerships, their white labeling, and their insane ecosystem, other companies are set to potentially leverage. And then when we talked about smart money and big money piling in, that's where it starts to get really interesting.
Okay, this project is prepping for a $65 million raise. This is nearly twice what their current valuation is. So they're preparing for long-term stability and are going to be one of the first to capture market share in this trillion-dollar industry. Again, prepping for a $65 million raise, which is nearly twice their current market cap.
Yeah, the writing is on the wall. We don't need to go into any more details about how significant that is. You can fill in the blanks there. Again, this is not financial advice. It's our personal opinion. But when you see a company raising that much money at that market cap, that's very, very interesting. So if you haven't caught on already, the name of the project that, again, we think the time is now. Today is the day. This could be the time where it moves from accumulation into head-turning zone. The name of the company is AxonDAO. The ticker is AXGT, and this is the project that we think is going to become a pillar of the multi-trillion dollar AI healthcare sector.
Okay, so here's the moment we've all been waiting for and so desperately desiring, and that is the ability to stake our tokens. And staking our tokens is a wonderful thing because you virtually just lock up some tokens or not lock them up and receive more tokens for virtually doing nothing. We've been doing this for the better part of a couple of years now with BitTensor and Tau, and we've receiving a ton of Tau rewards for doing nothing, and it's worth a lot more than it is today. Another benefit for the chart itself is that more people, if they're staking them, they're not selling them. So it leads to less sell pressure. So there's going to be some really unique incentives for staking your AXGT and how it all ties into the GPU processing and your health data as that.
Yeah, so I liken this to a potential BitTensor moment for AxonDAO and AXGT because when we saw the BitTensor subnets come online, the price of Tau really exploded. Now, again, not financial advice. I'm not saying the exact same thing is going to happen with AXGT in terms of price appreciation, but I see a lot of parallels here because subnets made the BitTensor ecosystem explode and they all have their own different staking mechanisms. This is what we're about to see with AxonDAO and AXGT and all the different health science, decentralized science projects that can be incubated by the AxonDAO ecosystem as a whole. So here's a hypothetical example of what we're about to see. All kinds of companies that want access to one of the largest and most innovative health science, decentralized science ecosystems, they're going to become a part of AxonDAO. And they're going to have different staking mechanisms within AxonDAO. So we're talking, I don't know, maybe an energy drink company, maybe an audio company, maybe a wearables company, anything that wants, you know, proven health about their product or stats about people wearing their product.
I would say like maybe athletes, you know, athletes who are on the field all the time, you know, they're wearing the wearables. All the data is now feeding into the AxonDAO ecosystem. Mm-hmm. This is them feeding into algorithms. The algorithms are now outputting something that, you know, maybe the coaches weren't able to identify previously with the athletes. So you have to imagine how much more money organizations can make when their employees or their athletes are performing at their best. They're not going to be able to gain access to this information, which is why people will be tapping into this ecosystem.
Yeah, and I mean, just look at some of the partnerships that they've unveiled recently, like, you know, Tristan Thompson. He was a professional basketball player. How well does that fit into all the biometrics, the Cure Ring, the wearable? You know, we haven't even touched the Cure Ring, the wearable device that AxonDAO is about to unveil. It all comes together so beautifully, and the fact that now we have staking to really ignite this ecosystem is just another massive plus on top of the $65 million raise that they're prepping for, on top of the partnership with NVIDIA and the custom-made GPUs. You know, the combination of all these things, that's why we're so bullish on AXGT personally, and where we think, all right, people are starting to forget about it because it's been lagging. But man, real projects like this take a lot of time to build, and the pieces are now in play.
Yeah, look, these GPUs, they're really sought after. And they play a very important role in the AI healthcare world. So this is going to lead to more people buying, holding, and staking AXGT because of this commercialization of the whole AxonDAO ecosystem. So you can pre-purchase GPU power with AXGT. And by staking it, there'll be a revenue generation that occurs. So what does that mean? There's incentive to buy, there's incentive to hold, and there's incentive to stake. Mm-hmm. There's also be discounts available for the commercialization. So let's say you want to access the GPU power, you can, instead of paying in dollars, you can use the AXGT token and receive a discount. So you know, there's lots of utility finally coming to the AXGT token that we've all been looking for.
Yeah, so a lot of the complaints about AXGT and AxesInDAO in the past was, one, they're moving too slow, there's no partnerships. Well, not only have they just announced some massive partnerships, but I guarantee you some mega, mega partnerships are in the pipeline. You need to stay tuned. Two, they said the token has no utility and the ecosystem really isn't there. Well, guess what? Now we have staking about to be unveiled, and all the ecosystem partners can have different staking mechanisms in their own health sciences project. So that's another huge check mark. And we'd say, oh, look, there's a lot of sell pressure, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? $65 million raise. They are prepping for one of the biggest raises I've seen of any crypto project. And when you see the market cap of 45 mil, a $65 million raise, that is no joke. Think about the money that they're going to be able to pump into the ecosystem, pump into marketing, pump into more partnerships. The time is now. Listen, we have to take note of what NVIDIA is saying about the AI healthcare sector. This is going to be one of the biggest value generators for any sector in the entire world. Healthcare is a multi-trillion dollar opportunity, and AxesInDAO, through their partnerships, through their relationship with NVIDIA, in our opinion, is set up for an extremely bullish second half of 2025. You know, it's not financial advice. You guys need to do your own research, but AXGT, they had that huge hype phase. Then they've had the accumulation phase. I wouldn't be surprised if it's about to move from that accumulation phase into the execution phase, and the sky's the limit.
Yeah, absolutely. Not financial advice. And we haven't really covered AXGT over the last little while. We've just been letting the team cook, because that sometimes that's all you need to do. Just let the team do their thing, and you know, patience often pays in crypto. Again, look at that XRP chart. Look at how it just stayed as virtually a stable coin for 3 to 4 years before finally skyrocketing 400 to 500%. You know, like, it takes time. Good things take time. So anyways, just our little rant. This is the updates on AxesInDAO and everything that they're cooking on over there. Make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.